Just think, if every seed made an apple tree, and if all of those seeds made more trees, that's a ton of apples.
Yep, that's right. And it works the same way when you tell people about Jesus. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Just like planting one apple seed can give you lots and lots of apples, telling one person about Jesus can help make lots and lots of Christians. All you need to do is show and tell them about the love of Jesus and what he did. It's up to Jesus to help them believe after that. The Apostle Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed and Apollos watered it, but God is the one who made the seed grow. Our story for today is called Planting Seeds. We can make applesauce, apple dumplings, apple strudel, apple pies, apple butter. Hannah's voice trailed off as she lugged a basket of apples into the kitchen. "Sounds like you've got big plans for all these apples we picked," said Aunt Maria. She took some of the apples from Hannah's basket. "We'll make a batch or two of applesauce and freeze some of it. Would you like to start peeling apples?" "Okay," said Hannah. She got out a peeler and some bowls and started working. "How many do we need to do?" she asked after a while. "It will take forever to peel all these and take the cores out." Aunt Maria laughed. "I don't think it will take that long." She looked down at the apple she was peeling. "Have you ever wondered how many apples could come from just one of these seeds?" Hannah shrugged. "Lots and lots, I guess," she grinned. "Just think, if one seed grew into a tree and produced a crop of apples, and if each seed from each of those apples grew into another tree, and each of those trees produced a crop of apples, and each seed from each of those apples grew into a tree and..." Aunt Maria rolled her eyes. "You're making me tired." That story could go on for a very long time, but that's an interesting thought. I'm sure the numbers would get beyond what we could count. She removed the core from an apple and held it up so Anna could see the seeds. "Here's another interesting thought. If I plant just one seed for Jesus, if I tell someone about him or treat them with the same kindness he would show them, who knows what he could do with it? Who knows how many people he might reach through my small effort? It's easy to forget that all I need to do is plant. God is the one who makes everything grow." As she was speaking, Uncle Matt walked in. "That's right," he said. "And I'm very thankful he made these apples grow," he grinned. "Now, who will volunteer to make me an apple pie?" Hannah laughed. "Aunt Maria and I will make you one, but only if you help us peel more apples." So how about you? Are you planting seeds for Jesus? Do you tell others about him and show them his love? God can use any word or deed to make a difference in countless people's lives, and he wants to work through you. Start planting seeds in other people's hearts through your words and actions today, and trust God to make those seeds grow. Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians 3:6.
"I planted the seed in your hearts, but it was God who made it grow."
And our key thought for Sunday, plant seeds for Jesus.
Hey, Zach. How do I know if I'm really a Christian? Sometimes I don't feel like I am.
Hi, Carlene. That's a great question. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." So he's talking about the effect that a Christian will have. Here's an important thing to consider, though. We're not called to judge who is and who is not a Christian. Our job is to do our best to love one another and also to bear good fruit. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.